Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it has been a long time since you have heard my majestic voice in a microphone. Well, that's not true. If you watch PPW, you hear my majestic voice be abused by half the locker room. But PA Pile Driver Podcast is back. And you're probably wondering, Curtis, why are you back? Well, let me tell you why we're back. We are in an actual studio, a radio station, recording this episode, and every episode from here on out will be recorded at my college radio station. And with that, joining me, as always, everyone knows him. He's everyone's favorite, Mr. Matt Camilla. Matt, we're back, baby.
We are back. When did I become everyone's favorite? This is legit, though.
This is a legit setup. I've probably posted the picture on social media at this point, probably.
Yeah.
So this is a legit setup. This is super cool. I'm not used to everything yet, but
we have 256 megabytes to work with.
Yeah, the system here at the school is not, it's not big. So we'll be good, though, because I can fix it. We can do things, and it's going to sound great to y'all. And y'all. And so, yeah, we're back. The last episode, Matt, we've talked about this, September 12th, 2022.
I can't believe that it was over. We didn't do anything in 23, and I thought there was a pre-WrestleMania episode in 23 that was just you, but maybe that didn't happen.
I don't know. I honestly don't remember because, like, my computer is absolute baloney. So, which is why I'm very happy we're working. Yes, it's an old radio system, but it's a brand new Mac computer. So
maybe you were working with gigabytes instead of megabytes. See, we've upgraded since then. I'm just kidding.
That's the opposite.
I know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Just making sure. So lots of things have happened in the world of professional wrestling. Obviously,
it is an amazing time right now.
Dude, like, I don't know where to start because we talked about last night what we're going to talk about. And I said I was going to write stuff down. I didn't. I'm just solely going
You're up
off.
Late.
I was up late, but I was not writing things down. I was just folding laundry. And that's about it.
You get your best thinking done.
That's true.
You probably have a lot of ideas.
So this is episode, fun fact, I just looked this up, since our last episode was episode 58, September 12th, 2022. Episode 58, Statement Made was the title of that one. I have no idea what I'm titling this yet, but that was episode 58, so this is 59. That means the next one is 60.
Oof. Milestone. Another milestone.
Another milestone. Although we got tons of plays while we were away. Like, we jumped nice. Like 500.
Well, I hope so, because you just reminded me of all the episodes we recorded during COVID.
Dude, if you're an OG fan of the PA Power Driver Podcast during COVID and you remembered when we did three shows a week, God bless you. If you listened to all three of those shows, God bless you.
We love you.
We love you. And why didn't you buy it merch? So we've got the new merch. Did we make this merch? We have new merch, but we didn't have a new episode. Like, we made these shirts after the last episode.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And we took them to PPW.
We did. I think we moved some.
Yeah.
We did.
We pre-sold.
We did pre-sold. Mm-hmm. Pre-sold?
Pre-sold.
Yeah, we definitely did. Yeah, we moved some. I think I have, like... Actually, I think I only have one or two left, and I think the reason I have them left is, like, one's a small, and the other one's, like, a 3X or something.
Speaking of that, shout out to Chris. We still have your shirt.
Oh, yeah, Chris. Everyone remembers Chris. Shout out, Chris. I haven't talked to him in months. I should reach out. Chris, if you're listening to this, we love you, and I have your shirt in my room. I know exactly where it is. I can see it right now. Not metaphorically, I can see it in my brain. So... Shout out, Chris. So if here's the thing with using the college radio station now, and people are walking by behind you, Matt, and this is what's going to freak me out now that we're doing this. There's a glass window. So, guys, I'm at the mainstay here where I control everything. Behind Matt, it's a huge window where you can see out into, like, a main common area in the student building here at school. like a group of girls just walked by and they all looked at me so weird. And that's okay. We're having fun.
Were they looking at you weird because it's one-way glass though? Can they see us?
That's a good question.
Because when I walked in here, I didn't think I could see through, but then you turned the light on, so I don't know.
That is true. That is a good point. I don't know.
They definitely hear voices.
In their head?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah, they definitely hear voices. So if you're new listening to this show, first of all, welcome. We might get some new listeners because of this is eventually, I don't know if this episode will be, but the PA Power Driver podcast is going to be available on, well, I'll just say, I'm like avoiding saying what school I go to. It doesn't matter. If you come here, you're not going to find me because I'm never here. I am here a lot, but like, you're not going to find me because I hide. I hide in the corners. So
this is a corner. We're kind of in a corner.
We are in a corner. So this will be available on the Misericordia podcast page pretty soon. I don't know if this episode will be, but might be. I don't know. Future ones? I don't know. So if you're new, we've been doing this. Man, I got to scroll back. I got to pull Anchor. It's not Anchor anymore. It's Spotify for podcasters. Mm-hmm. I got to scroll all the way back. First episode was November 29th, 2019. 4.5 years ago. That is insane.
Right before COVID?
Before COVID. Wow. Yeah, right before COVID. And that was just me doing it on my phone.
Just you, Oos.
Just me. Well, actually, Brian joined me like episode 3, I think. Because I did PPW Awards. It was like my third episode ever.
So I thought you guys did a lot of episodes before I joined, but maybe not.
I guess not. I don't know. Minnesota. I don't remember when you like. Yeah.
Because it wasn't. Because I joined in definitely in the COVID year.
Yeah. But
it depends on how many you recorded before we started the 3 a week.
I'm looking right now. It's irrelevant. Yeah. So. Anyway, so the new listeners, welcome. We've been doing this for a while, just not recently. But we're back, and we're excited. So come along this ride with us, known as the PA Power Driver Podcast. Hopefully, Matt and I have been talking about our dreams for this. I'm not going to say my dreams. But I will say this, though. Here's what I will say. If you are an independent wrestler, whether you work for PBW or not, and you would like to be on the show, I cannot zoom people in anymore with this computer. Okay, how about this? I don't want to try and figure out how to do that. Mm-hmm. So if you're an independent wrestler and you're like, wow, I would like to be on the show, let me know. You can come in studio. We'll talk together. It's just I'm not paying for your travel. So because I'm a broke college kid. So if you want to come, great. I'm talking to you, Tom Mitchell, because you went to school here. So that's boom. I just outed where Tom Mitchell went to. I almost said high school. I just outed where Tom Mitchell went to college. So, Tom Mitchell, if you're listening, you have the first open invitation because it should be convenient for you because you know exactly where it is and you know exactly what room I'm sitting in right now. So, there shouldn't be an issue. So, hopefully, we'll have some guests on again. Jeff the Ref, possibly. Yeah. Tom Mitchell. You know, those are just names I'm throwing out. I heard your phone buzz on the microphone.
Oh, really?
That is wild. That's crazy. If it's Brian asking to be on the show, he was fired.
He's not.
Oh, good. We fired Brian. He's got kids, though.
He does.
He has
multiple.
Since we recorded last, he made the joke he got kid, but now he's got kids, just like Heath.
Yep.
So
we need to get him the shirt. It's true.
Dude, it's probably on eBay for like a ridiculous amount of money, but irrelevant. Okay, we've reintroduced ourselves. Curtis, Matt here again in lovely Cougar Radio Room in the beautiful campus of Misericordia. Now we talk what everyone's here to hear.
Let's do it.
Professional wrestling,
yeah, baby,
is at the top. Obviously, I'm not that old, but in my 22 years of life, I cannot think of a time where wrestling was as hot and as popular and as just literally any celebrity not in the world of wrestling is like doing stuff just to say that they did it. Professional wrestling is on fire. What do you want to start with, Matt? I'm going to open the floor to you since our last episode. What do you want to talk about? Because there's been so much.
You brought up the point that professional wrestling has maybe never been more popular. And my dad, a couple of weeks ago, he said that the only thing that he is for sure thinking that the only thing that has to happen is the Kelce brothers and Taylor Swift enter the world of wrestling sooner than later.
If that happens, I might do something. I don't know. And not good, because, folks, listen, if you're a Swiftie and you're listening, I'm about to offend you, and that's fine. I cannot stand Taylor Swift with a passion. Passion. I do not like Taylor Swift. When I watched the Super Bowl, okay, and I did not have a dog in the fight, it was the Niners and the Chiefs. It was me picking a lesser of two evils at that point as an Eagles fan. This isn't a sports podcast, but I was so upset when the Chiefs won. So upset. I cannot stand Taylor Swift. Like, she's a good singer. I won't deny that. She's a talented singer. However,
but.
You know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go down that road, because it's just going to get me fired up, and I don't want to get fired up.
You know, it's the same concept as, like, when WWE brings in, you know, a Mike Tyson or a
yeah.
Why am I blanking on his name with the prime drink?
Oh, Logan Paul.
Yeah, a Logan Paul to get a new audience into their audience. That's what the NFL is loving, apparently.
Yeah, that good point, Matt. The Super Bowl was scripted. That's a great point. Thank you for that. So, no, if Travis Kelce and I love Jason Kelce, but Jason Kelce is a dad now. Well, not now. He has been, but this is not to do with
all
Matt.
Right,
Matt, you got me. All right.
All right.
What do you want to talk about first?
How about, well, CM Punk comes to mind.
Boom. All right. There. We're starting there. Never say never now in wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't have been saying that in the first place, but now you're definitely not saying it. Yep. The cult of personality, the best in the world, CM Punk, returned to WWE at this past year's Survivor Series in 2023. I remember watching it live because I got yelled at because I woke up half my house. Listen, CM Punk is, whether you love him, whether you hate him.
And you've been both.
That is true. I have been
both. Been in both camps.
I just hated him in AEW. Like, at first, I was super excited, like, when he, you know, showed up there for the first time. And then, like, he just did stuff. And he just annoyed me, and I didn't like it. And especially when he made fun of Tim Tebow that one time. Because that's my guy. You never mess with Tim Tebow, or I will mess you up. So, he poked fun at Tebow that one time. But I've forgiven him. That's okay. Now he's back with WWE. AEW wasn't really the greatest thing in the world for him. I mean, he was world champion, but just apparently caused issues. I don't know. We don't need to get into the issues part of it. Here's the thing. In the WWE right now, okay, we'll talk about this later. The Rock is currently active.
Mm-hmm.
CM Punk is currently active.
Yep.
Roman Reigns is still the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion.
And still.
Cody Rhodes has never been more popular than he is right now. You thought he was popular last year when he was going for it the first time. How they flipped the script, because they wanted it to be The Rock, and everyone got so mad because it wasn't going to be Cody, it proves that he is more over than he was last year. All this happening at the same time. Randy Orton is back after a year and a half injury. Like, John Cena has been here sporadically in and out. We have it's incredible, because you have all these guys that were names for years that are top box office names, and then you're bringing up guys in NXT who are really, really talented. One of my favorite call-ups recently is Grayson Waller. Love him, hate him, he is perfect as a heel. He is fantastic.
Yeah, he's good.
Like, I love Grayson Waller. Like, I have Hawaiian shirts. I think I'll just be Grayson Waller that's American. I don't know. Like, it's just, and he is at another level. And then, obviously, if you listen for a long time, you know I've been a Rhea Ripley fan for forever since she showed up in WWE, the 2017 Mae Young Classic, as the blonde hair looking pretty much exactly like Charlotte, to what she is now as women's world champion is insane.
Mm-hmm.
Insane. Just how much she has evolved. The character has evolved. It's incredible. I mean, listen. Yeah. I never thought in a million years, and I'm going to make this public. I typically hide this shirt. I never thought in a million years I would buy a t-shirt that says, "She's my mommy." I never thought I would do that. But the character, the bit, it is so good. Her and Dominic are fantastic. Dominic's another case of someone who was young. He wasn't necessarily an NXT. He just got thrown with his dad immediately. But he was NXT North American champion.
True, yeah. Twice.
Fantastic. Off the CM Punk train a little bit. But what are your thoughts? Obviously, whoa.
We're not used to it.
I'm waving my hands and I just smacked the stand of the microphone. Obviously, he tore the tricep. He's not going to be at Mania this year, which is really unfortunate. However, it doesn't mean that. Here's my thoughts. Obviously, it was going to be him and Seth. And then the tricep happened. I think Drew is the perfect replacement for Seth at Mania. What do you think, in your opinion, Matt, is the future for Punk returning from the injury? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, storyline-wise, I guess he's going to go after McIntyre first.
Yep.
And that puts him, I guess, and we'll get into a different discussion later, but that puts him as a legit face. But like when he came in, you didn't know what, I mean, he was going to be a face, but it kind of reminded me of The Rock Cena about what, 11 years ago or whatever, when most people were for The Rock coming back, but me and some like legit wrestling fans were for Cena because Cena never left. Cena has been here the whole time. Rock left for Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. CM Punk didn't leave for Hollywood. CM Punk had his own issues with WWE and personal issues and whatnot. And now, like you said, never say never. He's back after all these years, 10 years. Wow. And now it's a very similar atmosphere with him and Rollins. Rollins never left. Rollins never went elsewhere, AEW or whatever.
Right.
Rollins has been a staple in WWE. And now I like the blurred lines between, is it a shoot where Rollins is saying like, you know, you're a hypocrite, blah, blah, blah. And like most fans probably would agree with Rollins, but they are happy to see Punk back in the same respect. So, I mean, I'm on the Rollins camp. Obviously I always put my hand in my ear and you don't like it, but,
I tolerate it, and
I don't know how, again, Punk got injured in the Royal Rumble, first televised match back.
Yeah.
So I don't know how he's going to hold up.
That's another thing, because that was a similar thing in AEW where he was injured quite frequently. Now, granted, the guy isn't young anymore. He's not pipe bomb promo Punk anymore. Like, he's older now. I mean, I remember sending you a video after the Royal Rumble making fun of him picking up people for the go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he could barely do it. And it wasn't like he was trying to pick up heavy guys. Like, he was picking up, you know, light, you know, 200s, mid 200s. Not, obviously, it's not light to most people. But, like, for a wrestler, that should be something that's not exactly hard for you unless you're Hornswoggle. But even then, Hornswoggle lifted up dudes, too, that were, like, pretty heavy. Like, I remember now in the Royal Rumble, I don't remember what year it was, but he came out and him and Cena were in the ring at the same time and they formed an alliance. And then Tyson Kidd came out and then Cena gave Kidd to AA first and then Swoggle picked up Tyson Kidd and gave him to AA. So funny. But yeah, Punk, I think Punk, again, he's older. Injuries might not be more frequent, but the risk is high.
Yeah.
For re-injuries.
I mean, you could say that about any of the older people. Like, you know, we'll talk about Rock, but like, I feel like Rock's injury potential is high at Mania.
Yeah.
Like, he got injured back when he fought Cena the second time.
Yep.
Like, big time injured.
Yeah.
Still finished the match.
And the thing, and it's who he's wrestling too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think he has to worry about, and I don't want to call people unsafe because if there's truly one unsafe person, it's Nia Jax. we've witnessed that time and time again. But, like, Seth, if he takes a Seth curb stomp, like, the wrong, you know, something.
But, like, with Seth, I forget if Seth, I want to say Seth said something like, you know, he'll wrestle circles around him or something. Like, This isn't when Cody came back a couple years ago and wrestled Seth. This is going to be Punk and Seth at some point. I don't want to feel bad for Punk if he can't hold up against Seth.
But. Well, and we knew when Cody came back that Cody was going to hold up, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We haven't. Wait, yes, we have. We've had an episode since Cody came back. Duh. Cody, when he came back at 38, Cody never left wrestling.
Right.
Like Punk did.
Right.
Punk left for however many years, and Cody was still, he was grinding on the independents, formed All Elite Wrestling with the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega. Like, incredible stuff. And then he came back, and I will never forget. Sitting, we were all watching it together, and I thought it was going to be him, but at the time, we thought it might have been Bray Wyatt, which that's a whole other discussion, too.
Yeah.
We thought it might have been Bray Wyatt, because at that point, he was gone for a while, and we didn't know. And then, when not only did Cody come back, but when he came back, I'm clapping now, when he came back with the theme music that he had in AEW, which was specifically written to poke fun at WWE. Whoa. I love it. I do it all the time. I think I go, whoa, at least four times a day, minimum. So, yes, Punk is a little different. Punk is older. Punk has not been wrestling. He has been, not as much as Cody has. I like it. It's a draw. It's Punk simply being there is gonna draw money. Mm-hmm. It's gonna draw an audience. It's gonna draw people in. I don't know if his wrestling capability is going to be drawing the people in. Because we'll, like you said, and I agree, I think Seth Ken is physically capable of wrestling circles around him. But we're excited he's back. But you almost feel bad for him when you watch him go to sleep, and it's like, oh no.
Now I don't know, obviously he had the one match at MSG.
Yeah.
And I
with
think
Dom
that
Dom.
Was I think that was a good match as for what I heard.
That's what I heard.
And then I understand the tricep in the Rumble could have been a fluke. Rollins was just injured, kind of a fluke thing.
Right.
And he's had the knee thing, he's had multiple knee injuries. He supposedly has that lower back injury. Can't tell how much that is a
real
is
or
a work or a shoot, but
yeah.
But yeah, injury is injury, but it's and obviously Punk, he wasn't wrestling the entire time he was out, like you said, like Cody was, but he was in UFC for a little bit and then he was in AEW, but there's not the schedule, not Rollins has been doing
much
for years
lighter
and years.
Schedule than Seth. And I don't know. I'm anxious to see. I'm glad Punk's back.
But what do you think? What do you think about Punk? And has he changed? Because the behind the scenes stuff that they've shown on WWE, he seems like he's different now. He seems like if he could go back, he might do it differently.
Yeah, I think what happened with whatever. Again, people can speculate what truly happened at AEW and why he left or why he got let go. You can speculate all you want, but at the end of the day, he's definitely different for sure. And I think with that, too, is realizing how the AEW stuff went down and then probably as contract negotiations were starting with WWE, it's like, listen, you're not doing A, B, C, D. We're not dealing with that. If you're going to be here, you need to not be an idiot.
Yeah.
And you need to, we're obviously going to give you creative freedom, but at the same time, you need to go with what direction we want you to go. But granted, that's also what made Punk great back in the day, was he didn't always do that. But I think now he's in a better place to make the decision when I should do that and when I should not do that, referring to when I should go off script and when I shouldn't. I'm excited. Again, it kind of stunk where, hey, he was back. He had one televised match, and in that televised match, he got hurt, and now he's hurt.
Yeah.
So we can speculate all we want. We'll have to see what happens.
So we get Seth Drew 3 at Mania.
Drew's winning for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
For sure. Priest's cashing in, though.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This is not me knowing. This is just me speculating. No, obviously, no one knows anything. But I think Priest, at this point, we have faked this cash in time after time after time. Like, didn't he fake the cash in when we were at Raw, like, in November?
I think so.
I think he faked it then, or he faked it right before then. I don't remember exactly.
Well, he needs – it only lasts for a year.
Right.
Probably happened at Mania, but
– June? Yeah. I mean, we're already halfway through March. Mm-hmm. Time is ticking. Yeah. Time is ticking.
Do you but, like, for him to cash in and win either the Universal or Seth's world title, like, do you think it's his time? Do you think he's over enough? Or will that put him over enough?
I think that'll put him over enough. I think – and I've told you this. I think him becoming world champion leads to not all of Judgment Day breaking up, but Finn leaving and going back to that stinking bad, like, not bad, I'm saying bad, like, as good bad, like, that dude that was in NXT who was absolutely incredible, and he never got a proper go at regaining the Universal Championship.
Right.
Everyone wants to talk about how, oh, well, he fought Lesnar at that Rumble one-on-one. Yeah, he fought Brock Lesnar one-on-one.
Yeah. Well, he fought Rollins.
For the
couple times, for the
Didn't he do it on like a Raw once?
Maybe
I don't.
But like this past year,
oh, for the
Rollins
world,
won,
oh yeah, remember, for the world was, heavyweight.
Yeah,
but I think
right.
But the difference is now that is heel Finn going for it.
Yeah,
not babyface Finn.
Right.
I don't think babyface Finn ever got what he did, like the rematch he deserved after that injury. Because listen, we can't change history. Finn Balor is the first ever WWE Universal Champion.
Amen.
That happened. Did you just say amen?
Amen.
SummerSlam 2016. I remember it very well. It's one of my favorite pay-per-views of all time. Like, So I think Priest cashing in, becoming world champion, will lead to a big Finn Balor babyface run. I think.
Because I feel like that would be awesome because I'm a huge Finn fan. I want the Demon to come back, that all that. I feel like in the state of the Judgment Day, Priest is the one that's like on the outs, like always questioning things, and possibly that would turn him face.
Perhaps. I don't know. That's a good take on it. I like it because, of course, I gave that whole shtick for Finn. But, like, they brought J.D. McDonagh into the group, and J.D. McDonagh and Finn Balor are boys.
Right.
Like, they're Irish boys.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Anxious to see.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. So, as we mentioned, as we were talking about Punk and talking about Cody, we mentioned Bray Wyatt. And I shouldn't laugh. Like, there's just no way to, like, easily bring this in.
Yeah.
Like, Bray Wyatt, obviously, if you're a wrestling fan, you know, passed away, I believe it was August of last year. I don't have the exact date up.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I remember it was, we were actually in our bowling league beginning of the year meeting with, like, the whole league and whatever, and we all had our phones off, like, the officers of the league, so I obviously had my phone off. I wasn't looking at it. And a friend of mine who was my boss at the time, he... We both had our phones off, and then we go in and grab our phones. He's also a very huge wrestling fan. And literally all of our feeds, no matter what social media we were on, was Bray Wyatt has passed away. And it's like, what? The dude is in his late 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and there's stories about how he passed. We're not going to get into that. Regardless, Bray Wyatt unfortunately passed away. Bray Wyatt, the character, like, just changed so much of professional wrestling and kind of pushing the limits on some stuff. Like, now I'm still not a huge fan of it, but I don't hate it as much as I used to. The Firefly Funhouse match. Like, people love that match.
Yeah.
And
I'm
on it. But, like, his last match ever, and this will segue into the next topic. His last match ever was at the Royal Rumble in 2023, Mountain Dew Pitch Black match with none other than the megastar, LA Knight. And, like, I remember when they did the show, and I really liked what LA Knight said when they did that memorial show for him and they brought Rowan in just for the, mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. for the night. And LA Knight, because here's what happens a lot of times. When someone passes in the wrestling world, you know, all these posts, these different things, people like try to make it seem like, and I'm trying to think how to word this the best way. They make it seem like they were like best friends with the person that just died.
Right, right, right.
Like, you know, yeah. and I'm not trying to sound mean when I say that, but I loved how LA Knight, when he cut the promo on the memorial show, he was like, listen, I'm not going to lie. I'm not, Bray Wyatt and I weren't best buds. Mm-hmm. We weren't the closest guys.
Yep.
Like, but I was his last match, and I love how he ended it because I forget who he was. Oh, he's feuding with The Miz at the time because
oh, yeah.
at that time Miz was a heel. And he was like, Miz, a wise man once told me, run. And that's like how LA Knight ended the promo. And that was so cool. I mean, your heart goes out to his wife, JoJo, who was ring announcer. The kids, he has two young kids. I mean, you know, heart goes out to them. But I know, like, and just for the Wyatt family in general, obviously we've had episodes since then. But a couple years ago, we lost Brody Lee. And Cody was still with AEW at the time, and I remember that show. That was like, there aren't many moments in professional wrestling that make me cry, but watching Brody Lee's tribute show and his, I forget how old Brody Jr. was at the time, but putting his boots in the ring, how do you not lose it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand, like, but Bray Wyatt, I think, should go into the Hall of Fame this year.
Oh, yeah, that'd be... It's not a huge class this year. That would be, I think he might be.
I think he'd probably be number two behind Heyman.
I was gonna say he might be number one some year or number two.
And
but,
they might,
yeah.
and you know what? They might wait to do that. Honestly,
yeah.
They might wait till next year, year after, whatever, to make him the star, the center of the Hall of Fame class. Because this year, I don't really see anyone taking over Paul Heyman. Like,
right. Oh yeah.
Paul Heyman is Paul Heyman. That's all you gotta say.
Yeah.
So, all right. We've got through the crappy part. Let's talk about the megastar. My man.
Your man.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
I hit it again. Yeah. So L.A. Knight, obviously we talked about him when we recorded before. He was in NXT, I believe, when we recorded last time. I don't
probably.
Know.
Probably.
He was either that or doing Maxine Dupri.
Probably, actually.
He was with Maxine Dupri, and he was Max Dupri. And I don't know what kind of voice I'm doing, but... So, now he's L.A. Knight, and we kind of, last May... when SmackDown was here, was kind of towards the beginning of the huge LA Knight fandom because we were there at SmackDown when he qualified for the Money in the Bank match.
Yep, yep.
And he caught so much fire because everyone thought he was going to win Money in the Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when he came out in London.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my word. I haven't heard a
that
reaction.
Was awesome.
Like, we've been getting the past 2 years just, we're like, oh, yeah, yeah. No pop is going to top that. And then you have something where it tops it.
Yeah.
Like, especially with these international crowds, because they're appreciating that they're coming to their country or whatever, and they're making the most of it. London had two huge pops. They had the LA Knight pop, and then they had the Cody Rhodes pop, too.
Yeah.
But then...
yeah, Cena pop, too.
Well, yeah, because Cena returned. Mm-hmm. I mean, really cool. LA Knight has gone from Max Dupri.
Yeah.
The stupidest thing I have ever heard in my life... to the megastar, who, as of last night, his match has been announced for WrestleMania. His first WrestleMania match will be against the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, who is also doing, like, his gimmick from TNA. I'm not good guy. I'm not bad guy. I just beat people up. like, which I kind of like for AJ,
yeah,
honestly.
I like it. I like it.
It's very good. But LA Knight, the rise, the yeah, the catchphrases, just... everything is going right. He is great in the ring. He is great on the mic. He is great in t-shirt sales. He is great in action figure sales. He's great across the board. I'm just so happy because I probably have mentioned on the show before, met LA Knight once. Before he was LA Knight, he was Eli Drake for Impact Wrestling. And I really didn't, I knew who Eli Drake was before I went to the show. But then I met him and then I watched him perform right in front of me when I was sitting front row. I was 17 years old at the time, and I was like, this is nuts. This guy is something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he fought Johnny Impact. Of course, he changes his last name depending on what company he's in. And it was a great match. And now he's... Folks, LA Knight, okay, listen to me here. Not only is he a future megastar, future world champion, you heard it here first, potential next year Royal Rumble favorite, potential, don't know, depends on who's champion and different things. That's it.
Oh.
I thought
you had a big, so I have a couple comments slash questions for you about LA Knight. Well, first of
all,
so I liked him in NXT. I liked his character. I like how his character evolved. I like how the fans took to him in NXT, even though he was a heel.
Right.
And then for some reason they changed him when they got to the main roster. They shouldn't have done that. And then they realized it. And then now he's LA Knight.
Yeah.
And that's history. But how do you think it's going for him since that event that we were at? Like, yes, he's still getting the pops. He didn't win Money in the Bank.
Right.
They're not giving him the push yet. He has a one-on-one for nothing match at WrestleMania.
Right.
He didn't win the Rumble, but he's been in big spots.
Oh yeah.
But as LA Knight, the face, how do you think it's going for him or evolving for him? Because I don't want to see LA Knight become what, like, some of the heels joke that he is, a flash in the pan. Like, I don't want him to be too much gimmick, too much, you know, like, his shtick. Like, he does kind of a people's elbow type of thing.
He says
these catchphrases over and over. He needs to, like, keep taking it to the next level like a Stone Cold did or that kind of thing, or else maybe his catchphrases would be a flash in the pan. I don't want him to get there.
Right. Obviously, they trust him to put him in a big spot because he fought Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship at Crown Jewel or whatever the last Saudi Arabia show was, because they're there all the time.
True.
I don't remember what they're called half the time. Anyways, so they put him in that spot again. Yeah, I think over time, yeah, and let me talk to you, are going to get old with certain fans. Something is going to have to change to keep them interested. I think he's definitely capable of it,
yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. It's just finding out what it is. I mean, we're recording this on 3/16. Stone Cold, you know, as much as I really don't like that, but that's what he took it and, you know, reinvented himself a little bit. Not a ton, but just kind of added more to his repertoire at that point. And I don't know. I think LA Knight does make the adjustment, I think.
Yeah.
I think he stays okay. He stays, you know, top babyface, because, again, you can try and make him a heel, but I still think people are going to cheer for him.
Oh,
so
yeah.
But, yeah, of course, I say that, and they do that with Rhea, though. Like, she's technically a heel, and everyone cheers for her.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Speaking of how you just brought up overseas, how do you feel in general
about the ocean?
Oh. About, no. How do you feel in general about PLEs overseas?
Premium
live events.
UK was fine because UK just made it early afternoon for us. If anything, I liked it a little bit more in the UK because, you know, you weren't flirting with 11 p.m. or midnight.
Yeah.
However, the Australian one.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Bad. And that's you saying that, a Rhea Ripley fan.
Yeah. And I'm glad she got to, you know, go to her home country and be in the main event against the worst female wrestler in modern time. It's just, and the thing that kind of irritates me too is, like, it was 5 p.m. Australian time.
Mm-hmm.
Why can we have just done 8 p.m. so it was 8 a.m. and it wasn't as early?
I don't know.
Stupid. I'm sure there's stuff.
So you're mainly talking about the time frame, but what do you think about the fans? What do you think about the venues?
Oh, I think it's great. Yeah, oh, the venues and the fans?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the time? Yeah, but no, the venues, the fans. Saudi Arabia is getting old at this point, but it's just because they pour a ridiculous amount of money into the company, and they're going to keep going there because money talks. So, yeah. But, like, UK was great. Australia was great. I'm excited to see what they do in the future. Some other, you know, Canada's not really international. I mean, technically it is, but not really. I mean, it's just Canada. They have Tim Hortons, so anyways.
But that what was it? The pay-per-view before last WrestleMania was Sami Zayn. That was crazy.
Oh, in Canada? Oh, yeah. Dude. Chamber?
Yeah, last year's Chamber. Yeah.
Last year's Chamber. And I love that Chamber, too, because Skillet's one song was right. The theme for that pay-per-view. So it's I love it when my favorite band gets some love from WWE. It's pretty great. Yeah, no, I dig it. Besides the times, especially Australia, I dig it. I like it. Like I remember watching Money in the Bank in the UK because it was just you and me at your apartment. And it was great, though. It was fun. I think they're going to be. And again, like when they were in France, France, when they were in the UK, when they were in London, England, like I loved Australian Grayson Waller coming out and being like, you guys want WrestleMania?
Yeah.
Well, too bad. We're going to take it to Australia. And then he just like made every Australian a heel.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the whole country of Australia are heels now because he's like, yeah, we're going to take it to the land down under, mate. Like, I have a killer Australian accent. So, yeah, it's something. I like it.
Yeah.
Let's see where they continue to go with it.
SummerSlam's in Cleveland.
I love her like talking about international and you're just like SummerSlams in Cleveland.
Not quite international.
I think we should go. It's only in a 5.5 hour drive. Let's save up now.
Logan Paul's in the Miz's hometown.
Oof. I love the Miz. Don't love the other guy.
And
his drink.
John Moxley's hometown. Dean Ambrose. You don't know. You never say never.
Never say never. So what other big stuff happened? I mean, obviously, we could be here for 4 hours talking about specifics of things that happened. We're not going to take that kind of time up today.
We could mention, I don't watch AEW. You might know more than I do. We could just mention it that Sting just had his last match.
Yeah, let's talk about that for sure. Sting officially retired. Well, I don't think there's such a thing as official retirement.
Yeah,
in professional
never
wrestling.
Say never.
Like, Ric Flair was like, yeah, I'm done at whatever WrestleMania that was. And then he legit made a pay-per-view called Ric Flair's Last Match. Dude, I can't stand Ric Flair. I think, hot take, ready for a hot take? Ric Flair is one of the most overrated wrestlers of all time.
Oh, wow.
Hot take. That's going to upset some people. Like, you ready for another hot take? Uh-huh. I think the same thing about Stone Cold. I think they're both overrated. And then they're gonna be like, well, who do you like? Who do you like? Obviously, I like David Otunga and Michael McGillicuddy. So, Michael McGillicuddy had way more charisma than Ric Flair ever.
Yikes!
I'm kidding. Yeah, totally kidding. Although Curtis Axel was pretty great. Curtis Axel never got eliminated from that Royal Rumble.
Curtis Axel
is still in the Rumble. So, where is his WrestleMania main event? Anyways, Sting had his last match. I thought it was really cool. His sons were involved in the match, dressed as different personas of Sting. Mm-hmm. Thought that was really cool. Again, I'm not a huge fan of all kind of like the death match spots that they do in AEW. Think some of it's uncalled for a little bit. Ugh. Like Darby doing a swanton from top of a ladder through a glass panel. No.
A little much.
And I understand that that's kind of Darby's shtick. Like, he's just like this daredevil, like, I'm going to do whatever.
Yeah. He'll just fall and jump on anything.
Yeah. Kind of like, but Jeff Hardy never took it that crazy. Like, Jeff Hardy wasn't going through glass.
What about Shane McMahon? Is he like Shane McMahon?
I would say Darby's a better wrestler than Shane McMahon, though. So, yeah, I guess Shane McMahon could be I think maybe Darby's just like a mix of Shane McMahon and Jeff Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Just like mixed together. I'm not a huge Darby guy. I'm like, I used to watch AEW consistently. I just really don't anymore. A, because I'm just super busy. And I decide what shows I want to watch very carefully. So I watch Raw and I watch SmackDown. And when I can, I'll watch NXT. But that doesn't always happen. So, but I stay up to date on what's happening in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really stay up to date on what's, I cannot get over the fact that people keep walking behind this. It's still freaking me out.
We'll have a live audience someday.
Maybe. We'll do a live show.
We will.
That'd be cool. I could possibly set that up, actually. Yeah. Do a live show at a like before a PPW show, do a live show.
In the parking lot.
No, not in the parking lot.
Not in the parking lot.
Not in the parking lot. In the building. The Expo Center is huge. Oh, yeah,
it's true, true.
We'll do it in there. I already lost my train of thought. I watch NXT sometimes, keep up with the storylines. AEW, I really don't keep up with the storylines. Like, sometimes I'll pop up.
Because they don't have any?
The face you made after you said that. This is true. Tony Khan is not a good story. Tony Khan is not a good storyteller at all. TNA does way better storytelling than he does, which, speaking of which, Impact is no longer Impact. It's TNA again.
Mm.
That's a whole other thing that happened. Also, in the Royal Rumble, TNA Knockouts Champion showed up in the women's match.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was, like, the only person at your house that knew when that siren went. The siren went. I was like, oh, my word. And you're all looking at me like, what? Like,
yeah.
And then Jordan Grace came out. And still, some of you were like, what? But, yeah, Jordan. Anyways. MJ, I told my dad, because my dad watches AEW pretty consistently, I will pay attention once MJF comes back, because they had MJF lose the world championship and Adam Cole turned on him, turned heel on him, and then like he hasn't been seen since. So that's kind of on it, like the last time I like paid attention.
Okay.
So I'm just going to wait for MJF to come back, and then I'll just hop back in when MJF comes back. So I say that too, but I'm a big Danhausen fan, as everyone knows. I don't even know if he's been on TV or not. I have no clue. I should look that up. So, yeah, the last I knew, Samoa Joe, I'm pretty sure, is still the world champion.
Okay. Yeah.
Which, good for him. He deserves being a world champion of a major promotion. So, anyways.
Congrats, Sting, on a great career.
Congrats, Sting, on a great career. And it was funny. The kid, like, his sons looked like just like the characters that they portrayed.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Like,
that was good.
And like, the one... the son that was the red Sting totally messed up a Stinger Splash. Did you
see
that?
Yeah,
he jumped way too early. And then it was just the American Sting, like he did it perfect. Mm-hmm. He was good, but yeah, it was something. But congrats, Sting, on a great career. It's Sting!
Yeah. I love Sting when WCW. He was, and once again, in the realm that WCW was in, not as cartoony as like WWF was, WWE was, Sting was kind of that cartoon character, but still was one of the greatest wrestlers.
Oh, like, for sure.
For, you know.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Is there any other big stuff before we get to our, what I would like to call the PPW housekeeping corner?
Oh, we have to talk about the main event at Mania. We got to talk about The Rock.
Oh, dude. We forgot to talk about The Rock. How could I forget The Rock?
So let's go. Let's start all the way back. Because not all the way back, but like last year. Because The Rock came on, I think it was College Game Day or something, and said that main event, Rock and Roman, was supposed to happen last year.
In Hollywood.
And it didn't. Yeah, in Hollywood, and it didn't. So this year, I guess my question to you is, what was the original plan for Mania, do you think, before the whole thing, they had to do a switch? Like, when Cody pointed at Roman after winning the Rumble.
Yeah.
And then seemingly gave that up to The Rock, and then the fans revolted, that couldn't have been planned. The fans' revolt couldn't have been planned. Could it? So, like, what in your mind was the plan? Because, like, everyone wants Cody to finish the story. And
right.
Everyone knew that. But to just substitute for Cody to, you know, go to Seth, seemingly, after pointing to Roman.
Right.
Because to get The Rock involved, what was the plan?
I don't know. I think this is my opinion. I think Cody wins the Rumble. At that point, The Rock still hasn't said that he's able to make this year's Mania work.
And then pause. Does Cody, during the Rumble, is there any chance that CM Punk was supposed to win it before the tricep?
No.
Okay. So Cody wins the Rumble. That's the plan.
I think Cody wins the Rumble. That's the plan. And that's the plan because Rock still hasn't said, hey, I'm good to do, you know, not only just do Mania, but build up to Mania. Mm-hmm. Like, I think they didn't know that yet.
Yeah.
And then they did 5 days later. Mm-hmm. Like, and then it was like, what? And then, as The Rock likes to call me and other people, Cody Crybabies.
Yeah.
All right. The Rock, I could kick your butt.
Hot take.
Hot take, brother. I could kick his butt.
Curtis has been in the gym, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm beefy. I could take on The Rock if I took steroids. Anyways, and then, like, yeah, the crowd, the WWE Nation, WWE Universe revolted in a way that I have never seen before. And it was awesome because obviously I'm on that side of, like, Cody needs to finish the story. I love Cody Rhodes. Shout out Chris. Chris always talked about how Cody was like the guy for him because he saw him on the indies before AEW and all that stuff. Shout out Chris again. So
so The Rock, when did The Rock, like, because The Rock came to a couple random shows, and that one show, I think before the Rumble,
was
the one that he said, "Do you want The Rock to sit at the head of the table?" And everyone screamed and hollered. And then when Cody won the Rumble and then seemingly gave up his position to The Rock, like, people didn't know what they were cheering for.
I think people wanted The Rock to take the head of the table, but they didn't want The Rock to take the head of the table at the expense of Cody Rhodes.
Right.
So
all of a sudden Rocky sucks once again.
Dude, and I think this is for the better. This has been fantastic because The Rock has been playing this heel thing.
Oh yeah.
Great. It's fantastic. Like, the singing last night, he's had better singing, but, like, especially when he made fun of Vicky Guerrero that one time.
Yeah,
he's had better singing performances, but it was funny. It was good. I love, like, just the outlandish clothing, the outlandish gear. Like,
he's brought back the $500 t-shirt.
Yeah, right. It's incredible. I love it. There's a TikTok I saw yesterday, and it was like a super sad song or whatever. And it was like, you know, it was like a girl, and he's like, "Oh, I wonder if he's thinking about other girls." And it goes to a guy, and the guy's thinking, "What if Cody loses to Roman at WrestleMania 40? And I'm like, "That's me." Yeah. Because if he loses again, I am gonna cry. Like,
but. Then the story continues.
No! We need a new story. So one story closes, another story opens. The story is finished where Cody finally gets it. Dusty did it for you. Mama Rhodes did it for you. Boom. All, like, because he talks about in that documentary that they made about him on Peacock how much he resented the NXT kids that they referred to as Dusty's kids.
Mm.
Because at the time, he's Stardust. He is not enjoying being Stardust. He does not like it. And everyone else is being groomed by his dad in NXT, and they're thriving. They bring in all these they don't do it anymore, really, bringing in independent people. They kind of just bring in college students or college athletes and groom them, which I respect to a sense, because they don't want them to develop bad habits that they could develop elsewhere, and they kind of just want to build them from the ground up. But also, there's so much talent outside of WWE where you can go and get. Anyways, so I think it's kind of like a stick it to the Dusty's kids from NXT.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey, real kid, guess what? Boom, holding this gold belt right here. Like,
right.
I'm not going to say it, but DX said it a lot, so...
Champ and Gargano.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to R-Truth. Dude. You are amazing, R-Truth.
R-Truth, I know you're not listening, but we love you. R-Truth is fantastic. R-Truth is the man. R-Truth is in the prime of his career at the prime age of 51.
He's always in the prime of his career.
He always has been. Like, R-Truth at 51 looks like the heel R-Truth when he was in his late 30s. And
yeah.
The, you know, late 2000s, early 2010s. Like, he's incredible. I love it.
So do we get Cody Roman Night 2 Bloodline or no Bloodline?
No Bloodline.
No Bloodline?
No Bloodline.
Well, so you think, so no. So Cody, Okay.
I don't know. I could see both. I could see both realistically happening. I can see like someone helping Cody if it is Cody Bloodline allowed.
Right. Now, I didn't watch AEW with Cody, but I know about certain matches like Cody and his brother, that kind of thing. And as per last night, The Rock has this weight belt that he's going to whip Cody like a dog with. And I feel Bloodline in that match, and I feel blood in that match.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Like, again, this is a dream. It won't happen. But could you imagine, like, yeah, all right, it's Bloodline rules night two. And Bloodline's out there. And then all of a sudden, the Legacies theme comes on. And Randy Orton and Ted DiBiase Jr. walk out. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if Ted DiBiase Jr. is still in jail or not. But, like, it's just like, you know, if you hear that, it's a new day. It's a new day. Like, it's a new generation. It's not going to happen. But I can dream. I don't know. Again, like, there are buddies he had in AEW. If they showed up to a WWE event, that would blow the roof off the place.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Like, in La La Land of not ever going to happen scenarios, like, the Young Bucks come help him.
Yeah.
That's obviously not going to happen.
Yeah.
But if I had WWE 2K24 and I'm dream booking, yeah, the Young Bucks are coming out and super kicking the rest of the Bloodline, and that's that. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I do think no matter what the match is, Cody is finishing the story this year. Because then, at that point, you make winning the Royal Rumble pointless. Because you have him win it back-to-back years, and he loses both times. So
no one has ever won it 3 years in a row.
Exactly. Now,
keep going with the story.
No, Matt. No. No. If Cody loses at WrestleMania this year, I might go into a deep depression. Like,
there's another story.
Curtis enters his villain arc. Like,
do you know, like, it's so, I mean, okay, so we have Seth.
Yep.
As a long-running face champion right now.
Yeah.
We have Gunther as a long-running heel champion right now.
Doing the stance. I'm standing.
Oh, yeah. You got to do the Imperium stance. Yeah. Which he's amazing, by the way.
We love you, Gunther.
And then, obviously, Roman, one of the longest reigning champions of all time. So it's hard. It's just hard. It's seemingly hard over the years for the WWE to have a face champion.
Yeah.
Like, defend the title, and have that as the storyline. Because the storyline is always get the heel. You know, like, chase the heel, chase him.
I do think Cody, if he does win, does enter, like, a very long reign. Obviously not to the extent of Roman's current reign. Mm-hmm. But I think he enters a long reign. I'm really hoping. So I have a cool opportunity. So SmackDown is going to be in our area in May. And the following week, SmackDown is conveniently going to be in the same city of Florida where I will be on vacation for a week.
Nice.
So I'll be going to back-to-back SmackDowns. But where that second SmackDown is where Cody Rhodes lived during COVID, because I'm obviously giving away where I'm going on vacation, but AEW was in Jacksonville, Daly's place, every week. It's where they taped. Could you imagine Cody showing up to that SmackDown in Jacksonville, as this would be like a month and a half later, but still showing up to that SmackDown in Jacksonville as the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion? Whoa. 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 Exactly. Incredible. I'm excited. I'm just so excited.
You're not even going to be around for night one of WrestleMania.
As of right now, I'm not going to be around for night one of WrestleMania.
You'll find it somewhere.
I'll find it somewhere. On my phone, on my laptop. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways.
PPW.
Before we get there.
Okay.
Let's talk about, not related to PPW, not related to WWE. Let's talk about how related, okay, and people walking behind is not easy. Like, these dudes just literally
stood. I'm glad these dudes
just stood there for like a solid 30 seconds and just stared at me. Okay.
They were listening. We got live listeners.
We got live listeners. This is great. See, I knew going to college would pay off. I'm in so much debt, but that's okay.
We have no clue if they can hear us. We got live viewers. They're viewing.
They're viewing us live, our faces. Well, my face, not yours. So we came up, Matt, we're great bookers. We come up with great gimmicks. And I want to talk about the greatest gimmick in the history of professional wrestling that we have come up with since our last episode. So I've never mentioned him on this podcast, and he might be listening. I don't know. I have a friend. His name is Dave. Dave, I'm in his wedding in a couple of weeks. Weeks, I mean months. And we, you know, how do I describe this the best way? Bros
don't
are bros.
Don't make me describe it.
Bros are bros, right? And sometimes bros are funny. And the way that Dave and I are funny is kind of what people would describe as how Pretty Deadly's funny. So we came up with this gimmick. Matt is equally a part of this. We came up with a gimmick for my friend Dave and I called Dream Street. It's the name of our tag team, and we come out to Heaven is a Place on Earth. But again, it's a very similar gimmick to Pretty Deadly, and, you know, wear the weird pink stuff, pink shirts that have, like, knots on it or something, I don't know, at the bottom that are shredded, crop tops, you know, the shebang. I think, first of all, book it, okay? Somebody, even though Dave and I aren't trained.
You're moving up the ranks in PPW, so, like, you have to get in there. You have to voice this somehow.
I think I will. And I'm voicing it right now.
Yeah.
So, listen, whether we do a tag team rumble like we did years ago, or, you know, you just need a new team that's coming in and you want them to squash somebody. Although, that's not going to work. And here... All right, I'm about to pull back the curtain a little bit backstage. It's not bad. So for those of PPW who are in charge of me, I'm not saying anything bad. Trust me. What happens a lot of the time is certain talent will not want to be interviewed by me because no matter how much of a split I do to make myself 5'7", I am still too big.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can squash us. Because I'm 6'2", 225, and my friend Dave is 6'5", 250. So, actually, have us squash everybody.
You're the new authors of pain.
Yeah.
We just switched the gimmick.
Oh, big gimmick switch. Huge gimmick switch. And just put the belts on us, and we'll be happy. So, if you're listening and you want Dream Street merch before the tag team even exists... let us know. DM us on any of our social medias, and we will, if we have enough interest, we will do a Dream Street merch order.
Heaven is a Place on Earth just is instant pop.
Dude.
Like when you come
could
out.
You think about it? Like, because again, it'd be kind of a heelish gimmick, kind of a bad boy, you know.
And talk about the era where everyone sings your theme song now. Oh.
Could you just think about it? All the ladies. Because my friend Dave and I are just so hot, right?
Moving on.
We come out to Heaven is a Place on Earth. The crowd goes nuts.
Definitely. Like,
oh, it's the greatest gimmick we've ever come up with. Somebody just book it, please. Please. We'll do it.
It'll happen.
It's going to happen.
It'll happen.
Dream Street merch. I'm actually in Spotify. You can put a poll question. I'm putting a poll question. Would you buy Dream Street shirts? Yes or no?
Yes.
And then if you say yes, DM us so I know we have enough interest and we'll get a Dream Street order in. We will do it. Okay? We already have three guys that'll wear Dream Street shirts right now. So,
there you go.
I mean, by three, I mean me, you, and Dave.
That's right.
And maybe Brian. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe Brian.
Well, send one to Chris.
Send one to
Chris. Along with this shirt.
Along with the actual shirt that we're wearing now. I think my dad would be a big Dream Street merch guy.
Yeah.
He'd show up to all the PPW shows wearing Dream Street merch. Yep. You know what I think that means? Now that we're putting this out there on the airwaves, I think that means that I have to bring my friend Dave to PPW this next show.
Yeah.
I think that's what needs to happen.
Yeah.
And that way people are like, holy crap, these guys could kick some butt.
That's a good
Should
segue.
I call out a tag? I'm not going to call out a tag team. I'm not trained. I'm not going to call out a tag team.
You're not going to call it a tag team?
I'm not going to call out a tag team.
Oh, call out a tag team.
Am I not? I don't know.
So you were involved. Now we segue into PPW. You were involved in like an altercation last show. Or how much are you out there now?
I'm out there a bit more. We can talk about it. It's changed. I don't know. I think I did before our last episode just switched to doing the backstage. Like, I think it just happened where I was doing the backstage, you know, reporting stuff, which is what I'm still doing. But also now breaking up fights in December.
Brawls, if you will.
Brawls, if you will. That was not a brawl. And a fake medic. I don't want to say fake, but like making sure the Mecca wasn't dead in December. And by the way, Christmas suit chant still lives on.
There you go. Christmas See, that's where suit. It started, right?
Christmas. That's honestly actually where it did start. Yeah. Well, I started, there's a Christmas suit chant started with some fans when I came out to check out on the Mecca, and not going to lie, it felt pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to take, again, I'm not trying to take away from the talent, because PBW has got amazing talent on the roster. I mean, Facade. Yeah. We have others too. He's the only one that came to mind. But yes, I did break up an altercation last month. Danny Moe, I don't know if you're listening. If you are, great. If you're not, great. You straight up punched me in the chest. That was uncalled for.
He loved it.
No, what? I don't deserve to be punched.
How is Dream Street ever going to happen if you don't get in there and mix it up?
That's a good point. You know
more
what, Danny?
More FaceTime. We
you know
need
what?
More FaceTime.
Danny Moe, thank you.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you for hit this mic again. Thank you for punching me. Thank you. I deserved it. No, I didn't. But I was just trying to keep you in line. Anyways, Dream Street. I'm going to title this episode Dream Street.
There you go.
Boom. I came up with the episode title here towards the end, folks. Here towards the end. Dream Street. So let's talk about PPW next month. Don't you dare turn off on me, computer. Next month, it's good. No, we're good. We have Super Show numero 4. I'm pulling up some of the card right now. We've got PPW. PPW. Sorry. I stopped mid-thought. PPW Women's Championship match. The quote-unquote altercation that I was involved with breaking up last month. We got Danny Moe defending her title in a one-on-one match against a recent new star in PPW, Sammy Chaos.
That was the almost brawl, right?
That was the almost brawl. Yep. Who... I don't know what I'm going to say.
who wrestled? Did she wrestle this past
Sammy
show?
Chaos?
Yeah.
Great question.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Danny Moe did.
Danny Moe. Well, yeah, because I remember that one. Yeah. So yeah, here's the thing. So I just thanked Danny Moe for punching me. So Danny Moe does not win, I'm going to be very upset. Sammy Chaos might, I don't know, she's probably going to cheat or something. She better not cheat. If she cheats, then I might have to come out there again and break up more altercations.
More FaceTime.
So Danny Moe versus Sammy Chaos. It's going to be a good match, though. This match, yep. The rivalry's been brewing. Sammy Chaos has been on an absolute tear at PPW for the past few months. Danny Moe has been defending her title against just about every other challenger except Sammy Chaos. So we also got a unification match. Ready for this, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
We have ourselves a ladder match.
Nice.
Between Rembrandt, who is the No Limits champion, and Andy Hedder, who is the United States champion. Unification match there, combining those titles together in a ladder match.
Nice. Awesome.
People can't see my facial expressions, but both these guys, Rembrandt, Andy Hedder, been in PPW for a long time. Andy Hedder, very long time. Andy Hedder was TV champion.
Yes.
Rembrandt, arguably the greatest No Limits champion. Arguably. I don't know where this is going to go. It's going to be great. I'm excited for it. These two are absolutely fantastic. Rembrandt can be, you know, he gets on my nerves a little bit sometimes, but, you know.
So it's for both belts.
Both belts.
They're and gonna they're not going to, like, they're not going to unify the belts into one. They're going to have still two belts.
Great question.
Okay.
come to PPW Super Show 4 and find out.
Sounds good.
All right. So then we have, I got to scroll here. We have, even though it hasn't been, a graphic hasn't been made for it yet, it has been made public and it's been announced. We will have the Trios Championship match.
Mm.
The Trios Champions, Primal Fear,
mm-hmm.
who also, Adrian Soriano might be, I might be pulling double duty that night, because not only is he Trios Champion, but he's PPW Heavyweight Champion. You might be seeing Adrian Soriano twice at PPW Super Show 4. They are taking on the former champions, the Syndicate. Yeah, Syndicate's scary. Those guys are weird. They're not. Yeah, they're not scary. They're just weird. They interrupted the 50-50 last month.
Oh.
Because they wanted a rematch.
Gotcha.
Weirdo.
They're getting it.
And they got what they asked for. The only other match that has been announced as of this point in time, Team Big. Big Dan Champion and Havoc have, well, they broke up. Kind of like a bad Taylor Swift song. They are broke up. And they are now having a Streets of Slatington match. Street fight.
Nice.
I mean, Dan Champion didn't deserve what happened to him. Havoc is an absolute scumbag. Big Dan. We love Big Dan.
We do.
We love Big Dan.
I feel like he should be part of Alpha Academy or something.
Yo, why does that fit, though?
Doesn't it?
That fits great. Big Dan and Alpha Academy. I'm here for it. Give me Big Dan Alpha Academy. Or you can get Big Dan in the studio.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. Invitations out. Invitations out. So those are the matches that have been announced so far. Stay tuned to PPW social medias to keep up with that. Also, PA Power Driver social media. We share it too. We give it all the love because PPW is where it's at. That is a baseball score. Okay. 21-14. What else do we want to talk about before we get going, Matt? I feel like we hit on really big stuff. We are here again, as I mentioned in the beginning. Radio station, Radio City.
Yeah. This is cool.
This is really cool.
People were watching.
People were watching. Freaked me out.
We got to get used to it.
It's
going to happen. We're going to be on YouTube. Just wait.
Just wait.
Just wait.
We took a break, but now we're climbing the ladder slowly back up to the top. And then we're going to be the most successful podcast in the history of podcasts. Not really, but we can dream. So,
Dream Street.
Dream Street is
hashtag
right.
Hashtag Dream Street.
Hashtag Dream Street. If you listen to this episode and you're here at the end, please post something on your social media that says hashtag Dream Street. I'd greatly appreciate it. Let's get this over, baby. Hashtag Dream Street. Yeah. So, thank you guys for listening. If you want to be awesome and share our links for social media and stuff down below. And again, if you want merch, we sold out of the new PA Power Driver podcast shirts. So the next line of merch we will be doing, if we do it, is Dream Street merch. So if you want it, please let me know and I will get an order in. It's almost like I have an in with a guy that makes shirts. I wonder who that is. Folks, thank you for listening. It's great to be back. Woo! We're back, Matt.
We're back. This was fun.
This was fun. And thank you all for listening. We will see you in the next one.